Now when Jesus walked this earth, there was a group that followed him, and there was nothing really special about any one of them. They ranged from tax collectors, smelly fishermen and such, whores and great deceptors, murderers and thugs. The only thing they had in common, the only thing that I can see, is the same way they responded when Jesus said to follow me. There are those that call them saints because of their great deeds, but these were common people, just the same as you and me. They were not some superhumans that could bring about world change, but they each had an encounter, and their lives were rearranged. And none of them were chosen for their great abilities, but it's the way they all responded when Jesus said to follow me. We see them all at their beginning. Their motives are revealed. Some are just pretending. The others' hearts are real. It's not long before they realize this will be no easy task. They can't follow after Jesus like those leaders of the past. There's no one else to turn to. He gives life each time he speaks. They overcome just by responding when Jesus says to follow me. So it's only as we follow him that change will come about. Like the children in the wilderness, Jesus is that cloud. We leave that old man in the desert as Joshua leads us to a new land. Joshua means Jesus, and he's a leading in the new man. To those who may have fear and doubt, I have a word for you. Jesus chose a Thomas to show he's able to take us through. The gospel Jesus left us is the power of God's salvation. His words are truth and spirit, and will bring our liberation. In the call is God's ability to transform us all within, our own strengths and our abilities will only hinder him. There's no guilt, no separation. There's no condemnation at all. There's only grace awaiting those responding to God's call. There's no guilt, no separation. There's no condemnation at all. There's only grace awaiting those responding to God's call.